Hello.
My name is Jay from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Are you at least 18 years in a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes. What's the study regarding?
Thank you. These are some questions that is going to come out on the ballot on the next election. It's about gun safety. It's a law that they're trying to pass, and it's just a study right now in your area. Now, you are registered to vote in Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Do you believe yes, it is, or no, it's not?
Could you repeat the question, sir? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, of course. And this is going to be the whole survey about the gun storage. Okay. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Do you believe yes, it is, or no, it's not?
Secure storage of the firearm?
Yeah. Do you feel the secure storage
that's
of the firearms?
That's one of the main responsibilities of gun ownership. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to reach it real quick. The definition. Okay, because this is what are going to appear on the ballot. Now, a firearm is considered secure storage if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked by with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, or a case, or a lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a temper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, the storage in a container that is not see-through, any storage in a place where the person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearm be securely stored? Support or oppose that?
I would oppose that.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Will you support or oppose that? There is no right or wrong answer, and if you don't have an opinion.
Yeah, I don't understand the question.
Okay, now the question is, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Will you support or oppose that?
Well, yeah, that's my question. I think the question's a little funny because securing firearms in a safe manner, that's obviously very important for gun ownership, but that's the main purpose for safely securing firearms is so nobody has access to them besides the owner. So it's kind of one and the same. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. And you know what? Some of the questions that make it sound like, it's more complicated, that it's yes or no answer, or yes, I support it. But just for the sake of a research, and I know this is like an issue that is very tricky, because you buy a gun to protect yourself and your family, right? So, I mean, that's the reason. They want to do that just to start. For the sake of research.
Right. I would say I oppose it.
Okay. Now, I know, you don't want to sound like... Now, the next one, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
I oppose that. And that's where I said it was funny, because either they're going to try to pass a law and make sure everybody safely secures their firearm, mm-hmm. and then they're going to add all this shit into it to make it seem like it's done for this, which every question you ask me for suicides and children getting to them, I mean, it already covers, safely securing firearms, but I get you. Yeah, I oppose that.
Right. Thank you. And you know, I mean, this is going to come up exactly this way on the ballot for you to make
sure.
a decision on the next voting election. So I'm glad I have you on the line, you know. So will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease on the overall number of stolen guns? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
I would oppose that.
Okay. Now, same question. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
I would oppose it.
Okay. How about if it includes or the law defines a secure storage, a lock container or a case? Will you support or oppose that?
I would oppose that.
Okay. How about if it's the law defined the secure storage, a lockbox or other device that it is designed to be or which it can be used to store a firearm? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
I would oppose that.
Okay. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I appreciate your patience. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via, okay, like a key law? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. How about a combination lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. How about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Oppose.
Support or oppose. Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it
oppose.
Should or should not also be required to be unloaded? How do you feel?
No, I own multiple firearms, and the three out of the multiple ones I own, I keep loaded.
Right. So you should or should not? How should I record your answer?
You should keep your firearms loaded.
Okay. So let me read it again. If a firearm is in the storage device, such as a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe case or a lockbox, do you feel it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or no, it's not secure. What's your opinion? It is secure. Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost done, okay? If a firearm is not in the physical possession of his legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support or oppose that?
I will support that.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose that law?
Support.
Okay. Thank you. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in a particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose that law?
Support.
Okay, thank you. Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support or oppose that law?
Support.
Thank you. Now, just for statistical purpose only, in terms of your personal political party identification, you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you. And, okay, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
35 to 49. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo? Black? Oh, thank you. And the next question, again, is just for statistical purpose only. By no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence. But regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for sharing your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yep.
Bye-bye.